This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. As the holidays approach, the major studios start unleashing their big guns like Quantum of Solace, perhaps the strangest ever James Bond title. Here to tell you what the critics think of the film itself and two other movies, here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
Director Danny Boyle is truly eclectic. He's directed everything from the zombie movie 28 Days Later to Trainspotting to the children's film Millions. And now he brings us the comedy Slumdog Millionaire, about a teenage slum kid who blazes through India's version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And just when he is a day away from winning it all, everything goes wrong.
Mamman's guys are after us. We just had to skip. Left a message for you at work.
There was no message.
I definitely left a message.
There was no message. There was no message. There was no message! We'll never forgive you.
The critics will never forgive you if you miss this one. The New York Post raves, just may be the most entertaining movie I've ever labeled a masterpiece. The Chicago Sun-Times cheers, breathless, exciting, heartbreaking, and exhilarating, and Variety calls Slumdog Millionaire a blast. In limited release is A Christmas Tale. This dramedy stars Catherine Deneuve as part of a highly dysfunctional family that tries to get together for the holidays despite deep-running secrets and resentments that may bubble to the surface at any moment. In French, with English subtitles.
Oui, je sais, mais toi tu comptes pas. Et j'apprends. Oh!
See, families are the same all around the world. The critics love A Christmas Tale. The Village Voice finds it a heady plum pudding of a movie, over-rich yet irresistible, and the Wall Street Journal applauds a long, improbably funny, and very beautiful film. And last but not least, Quantum of Solace. And with a title like that, you know we're talking about the latest Wayans Brothers comedy. No, it's the new James Bond movie, and Daniel Craig is back as Bond, quantumning and solacing and, well, just being good old 007. Judi Dench also stars.
Vesper's boyfriend, Yusuf Kabira, the one who was abducted in Morocco, the one she was trying to save. His body was washed up on a beach in Ibiza. His wallet and ID were in his pocket.
Well, that's convenient.
Quite. Which is why I did a DNA check on a lock of his hair found in Vesper's apartment. It's not him.
Overall, the nation's critics are shaken and stirred. The Hollywood Reporter promises moviegoers seeking an adrenaline rush will be well pleased. The Austin Chronicle shouts it delivers the goods in bloody high style. And the Seattle Post-Intelligencer calls it one of the year's better action films. Not bad for the 22nd installment in this powerful franchise. Quantum of Solace gets its title from a Bond short story by creator Ian Fleming, but shares no similarities with the plot. There are only a few Bond story titles left that haven't been used for the films, but it's hard to imagine they'll use them. James Bond in The Hillebrand Rarity, or see Agent 007 in The Property of a Lady. Depending on your point of view, kind of makes you long for Octopussy, doesn't it?
Special Agent Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.